Coming up next is The Rockin' Chair with DJ Franny McGuire. The opinions expressed here are those of my own or of my guests and may not reflect those of Bandon Community Radio. Hello out there in Radio Land. And why do I have music? Okay, this is a, nobody knows except me, and maybe EJ got the idea too, that this is a blooper that the music is playing. So let me remedy that. And I really can do this. There we go. We are live. This is KBOG 97.9 FM, broadcasting from beautiful Bandon, Oregon. And I have with me my guest today. Her name is Reverend E.J. Niles. And did I fail to say anything? This is dark radio. And it's called dark radio because if you look at a satellite picture at night of the Oregon coast, Bandon has no light pollution. So being called dark radio is an excellent thing. And we are community radio. We are live. And this is The Rockin' Chair, and I'm DJ Franny McGuire with E.J. Niles, Reverend. And I'm actually, before we begin anything, I'm going to set the tone by playing a song. And the song is Holy Now by Peter Mayer.
When I was a boy each week, on Sunday we would go to church and pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word and consecrate the holy bread, and everyone would kneel and bow. Today the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. And when I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time Moses split the sea in two, and Jesus made the water wine. And I remember feeling sad, miracles don't happen still. Now I can't keep track, 'cause everything's a miracle. Everything, everything, everything's a miracle. Wine from water is not so small, better magic trick is that anything is here at all. So the challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, but finding where there isn't one. When holy water wasn't rare at best, it barely wet my fingertips. Now I have to hold my breath, like I'm swimming in a sea of it. It used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand me down, but I walk it with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now. Testament, that'd be very hard to say. See another new morning come, say it's not a sacrament. I tell you that it can't be done. This morning outside I stood, I saw a little red-winged bird shining like a burning bush and singing like a scripture verse. It made me want to bow my head. I remember when church let out, how things have changed since then. Everything is holy now. It used to be a world half there, heaven's second-rate hand-me-down. But I walk it with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now.
That song is Holy Now, Peter Mayer, and I have tears in my eyes. That's the first time I listened to it with headphones and mandolin, maybe? Something evoked a response in me. And today, there are actually two reverends in the house. I'm a Universal Life minister, online minister, which I can bury and everything, bury Mary, and I forget what the other one is, officiate. Oh, I could probably launch a ship.
You probably could.
Yes, I could. And I have with me Reverend E.J. Niles. And we're going to start this program with a little blessing. And my blessing is, may all the words come from a higher source and emit with joy, and that people be joyified by the message continually on every rocking chair episode.
And yes, and I have been a Unity minister for 30 years. Yes, I have. So well, I would love to bless this show. And I bless it by saying, for the good food of thought, for friends, for opportunities to share, and the show and all that will take out into the energy of the world to bless the world. And we say in advance, thank you, God.
And so it is. Amen. So, Reverend Niles, I am so excited to have you here, and I count you as one of my new band and besties. By virtue of this band and community radio gave me the opportunity to really sit down and talk to EJ. May I call you EJ?
Absolutely.
Okay. Before the show, and enjoy a meal with her. My dog got to meet her cat. I think friendships are forged by dogs meeting cats.
Absolutely.
Especially when they got along so well. And yes, so I am going to further say that EJ Niles is a Unity Church minister and minister of an alternative ministry called Spiral Pathways, wherein she teaches classes and workshops at a number of Unity churches. And by the way, we do have a Unity of Bandon Church on 101 South,
yeah.
of which I am a member, by the way. That's just a by the by. So this is my interview section. I know I'm going to put her feet to the fire with wonderful questions. Who am I kidding? I made them up. Humble pie.
Wonderful.
Now I'm eating humble pie. I'm going to begin by asking you to tell us why Spiral Pathways, which has a website, by the way, spiral-pathways.org. And why it's called an alternative ministry. Alternative compared to what?
Compared to a church ministry where you're pastoring a church. And I actually have pastored at two different churches. My very first church right out of seminary was here in Bandon.
And how did that happen? Was it serendipity?
It was serendipity, but it's a place that I had visited before and always wanted to come back here.
Oh. So you knew about Bandon.
Oh, yes.
And okay, so when you graduated and were ordained, did they like give you a list of these are openings in churches across the country or world?
Yes, you have an opening and you can apply and you have to be interviewed by the Board of Trustees.
Oh, okay.
And chosen. And I went from here. I was only here for 3 years, and I had just I had just retired from working for the government for 30 years, and I thought this was just going to be my retirement, but it didn't work that way because I ended up going back to Fairfax, Virginia, where I served there for 5 years before I went back to teach in Unity Seminary near Kansas City at Unity Village.
So Fairfax must have had an extreme need for you to uproot yourself from your existence in Bandon.
Actually, they did. They had called me because I tell people I walked the beach and said, "Are you sure, God?" And the answer said yes. So I was there. And so that was my story there.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, this is just a tangent, but I used to have a set of cards called Ask Your Angel. And I was on a cruise ship. I was decompressing from umpteen, like a decade or more of being an executive secretary, and I'm on a cruise ship, I'm on the front desk, I'm meeting people, I'm having a ball. Well, the purser called me in and said, "Fran, we want you to be the captain's secretary." Mm-hmm. And I said, "No thanks." Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's a four striper and I was a half stripe. So I went back to my cabin, and the next day I pulled an angel card and it said, "Do something you don't want to do." So I called the purser the next day and said, "Okay." And he's like, "Well, we posed it as a question, but you're an officer, and it wasn't really your choice." So we kind of laughed about it, and I did make amends to him because I didn't realize I was being subordinate by saying, "Oh, no thanks." But anyway, that was my little experience with serendipity and pulling a card and doing something I didn't want to do, and it turned out great. So
I may go back to your question because you asked me why I was different from church ministry.
Yes, please.
There are a number of ways you can have an alternative ministry. One of them is being a chaplain. But as a rule, people go to seminary and they go into churches, you know. Or you can create one, which is a teaching ministry. And so having come from Oklahoma as a child, I said, "I'm a teaching, I'm preaching."
So, what do they call Oklahomans?
Okies.
Okay, of course. I'm an Okie from Muskogee.
My oldest son once said to me, "Mom, am I half Okie? You're full-blooded, aren't you?"
So was he a full-blooded Okie?
No, he was born in California.
Okay. Well, I'm part Gypsy. That's why in the disclaimer, the wizard is playing the Gypsy from Fleetwood Mac behind the disclaimer.
Oh, right.
So, yes, I'm half Gypsy and proud of it on my mother's side.
Good.
Okay, so if it's possible to give a thumbnail sketch of Spiral Pathways, is there a way to sum up some of the intricacies of that teaching?
Well, after I had been ordained and had been a minister for a while, I came across what is called a development model, where we have a group of people called Spiral Dynamics,
okay,
who have now become worldwide and are active in organizations and all sorts of things. And so it just turned out that at that particular time, I was working with a way to make the Bible a little more understandable and a little less questionable.
Oh, that had a name, too.
It was called Embracing the Bible.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's right.
Because what I discovered is Spiral Dynamics, and all of the ways that it goes back and looks at history, and it looks at all the different people who have looked at how people have continued to change and grow in history, that the stages there are exactly the stages of the way the Bible itself is written.
So I like how it seems to be a secular meld of the history part and then the Bible. Would you call the Bible history also?
There is history in the Bible. The problem with the Bible, I'll make this as short as I can. The Bible, the way it's put together, is not put together chronologically. It was written, we're looking right now, and I'm talking the Bible, I'm talking the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament.
Okay.
And it was written over a 1,200-year period of time.
Wow.
But when it was put together, it was all put together as if it was happening at the same time.
So or that, like, the prophets followed each other. So more chronological than at the same time, right?
You know, the very best example is when you look at the first chapter of the Bible and the second and third chapter of the Bible. The second and third chapter were written about 400 years before.
And this is just one book. This is Genesis you're talking about.
Well, it goes all the way through.
Oh.
But that's the best example to use.
Okay, and probably within each book there's this period of different time periods and different authors.
The first 11, you know, but then we go into the others. But when you lay it out chronologically, you can look back and say that's exactly how people were living and their consciousness at the time. So it becomes a way to look at the Bible and sort of trace the way that we have become.
Wow. Well, somebody must have done a logarithm to even make that connection to... because you would think three examples of synchronicity would be a wow, but then it continued into more and more in a spiral type pattern rather than any linear, circular,
other. And the icon of a spiral is kind of a spiral that's laid on you know, at an angle, and we go around and come around, and as we go up the spiral, we learn a little more, and we become kinder and more loving, actually, as we go up the spiral.
That's good to know.
It is.
And that, she made a circular or a spiral motion with her finger, which reminds me, I'm drinking a rock star, because we rock the rocking chair with Rockstar on KBOG 97.9 FM. So the spiral that you drew in the air with your finger, tell me, have the planetary orbits been part of the spiral dynamics?
Well, the whole evolution of the cosmos is a part of the whole thing.
Okay, good, because we are talking... I've seen spiral galaxies. That's a thing.
Yes, it is.
I didn't just make that up, folks. And I am a layman.
There are many examples of spirals in a sunflower seed, the way it comes together, in the seashell.
The nautilus.
All over. So that's why spiral.
Wow. I have goosebumps, and I haven't even studied spiral dynamics or spiral pathways or any spirals. I have looked at the shells, though, so that's pretty cool. So I'm going to repeat the website, spiral-pathways.
It's spiral_pathways, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. spiral_pathways.org. Thank you, my secretarial skills.
No, it was my fault.
Lapsed.
I probably said
that. Okay. It's like,
no.
He said, she said. Okay. When you talked about you retired from 30 years other than in the ministry, you didn't mention you were a civil servant. Tell us about that.
I actually worked for the Air Force as, not a military, worked for the military as a civilian.
Okay, that's an unusual oven by itself, is it not?
No, we have a lot of civilians working for the military.
Okay.
And some of them are, you know, administrative, some of them have all sorts of things that the military, which its focus, of course, is in, you know, the conduction of the military. It's been a wonderful career.
Well, and she received a designation of GS, which probably means General Service, 15, which was unheard of for a female.
Well, at that particular time.
Okay, well, you paved the way. So you're always doing these pathway things.
Did you tell them how old I am?
I don't even know.
I was 90 years old in June.
No, June what?
8.
So June 8th, and her middle name is June. That's what the J stands for in EJ. Well, and she runs circles around me. Oh, spirals around me.
Spirals.
I love EJ. I'm grateful to the radio for this very reason of getting to know people and having occasion to spend time with them on the show and off the show. So I'm going to keep doing this.
And Fran and I just connected almost immediately.
Yes. In fact, I met EJ at church, the Bandon Unity Church. She would spot for Reverend Robin Haruna, who is, by the way, going to be my co-host on the 20th of this month.
Good.
And so I met EJ, loved her message, to the point where I ran up to her after service and said, I want to go to that Unity school and be a minister like you. And then I did some research on it, and I'm happily settled in Bandon. So, yeah, thank you very much. But that's how inspired I was to just have a wake-up call. And I'll call this radio show my ministry.
Good.
I have to work in the rocking chair. Well, I'll work on that. We'll develop a halo over my rocking chair or something like that.
Many kind of ministries.
That's true. And way back when I lived in Los Angeles, I went to a psychic. The only thing I remember him saying that I was profoundly moved by, he said, someday in your older years, you will joyify by communication. And I didn't even know that was a word, so I'd like to think I'm joyifying. I'm certainly self-amused by some of my jokes.
If it weren't a word, we could have made it up because it really works.
It is. It's a good word, joyify. Okay, so in your bio, which is on kbog.org, yes, KBOG has a website, Bandon Community Radio, kbog.org, on your bio, it mentions that you have Spiral Dynamics Levels 1 and 2 certifications. Where did you get those, and where was your schooling for them?
Well, the Spiral Dynamics has a huge organization, and they train people to be able to use the material and to teach with it.
Nice.
And it I had it by going to different places where the training was happening at the time.
Where the what was happening?
The training.
Training. Oh, I see. So it wasn't, was that pre-online type situation?
It was usually with large groups of people coming together and being schooled and trained and what Spiral Dynamics was, what it's used. It's used for so many things all over the world.
It sounded like it's used by businesses.
It's used by businesses, organizations, and the man who is now the head person of Spiral Dynamics went to South Africa 63 different times to work with Nelson Mandela and more people with Spiral Dynamics have gone to Israel and Egypt. They've gone all over the world.
Oh, wow.
So it's a powerfully huge organization used in many, many ways. I think I was the only one who ever had used it with the Bible.
Well, good. Another setting a new pathway. You are a pioneer in the spiral realm of existence here.
As soon as I recognized how that fit together,
oh boy.
I was hooked.
So I can see where it would raise goosebumps, right? When you have that realization where you would be just sitting there going, here's another example of it. Here's another. I'm seeing a pattern, and it's a spiral.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, how wonderful. Yep. Does Spiral Dynamics mind that you have spiral pathways?
Oh, no. The man, Dr. Don Beck, is the man who is right now. It was started by a professor named Claire Graves in the 60s, but Don Beck is the man now, and he has he's the one who conducted the training and gave me permission to use it in whatever I'm doing.
So you don't have to be a minister to have taken Spiral Dynamics.
Oh, no.
In fact, they were probably surprised.
Spiral Dynamics has what he calls a three-legged stool. One of them is historical, one social, and the other is sacred. And so what he's calling my piece of it is he's calling that the sacred piece of the three-legged stool.
I love it. Was it already three-legged when you started the teaching?
Actually, it was referring to spirituality, but had not used it as the word sacred at the time.
Okay, so you helped the evolution of Spiral Dynamics, and which is still in existence today. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I hope to find out more about, from you personally, off air, more about Spiral Pathways and maybe enroll in a class.
Okay.
Because I liked, she gave me a mini PowerPoint. I won't even say presentation. It was more of an appetizer that whet my hunger for it, and without even really maybe even meaning to, but the colors and the, I know, isn't that strange that I mentioned the colors in the graphics, but who knows what calls you to want to do something in life. But yes. I'm very interested in that. So we'll talk more off air.
Okay.
Because you're not off the hook for coming to my place.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, good. I like that. Okay. So, initially, EJ, what led you to the ministerial field? You were retiring, or did it foment your retiring plans?
Well, actually, I had grown up in religions that became uncomfortable to me, and I'd almost given up on it completely. And a friend of mine invited me to visit, to come with her to a ministry church. She just lost her husband and wanted me there for, and I had never heard of ministry, and I would not have wanted normally, but I said, of course.
Of course.
And when I walked in there and I heard the words, I became right away, this is where I want to be,
because oh, wow.
It resonated with me in a way that said, you know, what bothered me before about religion, this was very accepting, it's very positive, it's very very belief in that we have the goodness within us, and that's what I needed to hear.
Exactly. Not that we're damned and destined to hell if we don't follow these strict rules.
Right.
And I totally relate to that experience with my first going to the Bandon Unity Church of the humor. See, Reverend Robin and Reverend Niles, they joyify. Oh, and this is just a funny aside. When Reverend Niles heard me talk about the owners of this radio station, she said, are you saying Niles? And at first I said, yeah, you guys must be related. Well, it's Miles for the wizard. So now you know the wizard's last. The wizards have a last name. So who knew? Oh. So a shout out to the wizard. I'm going to play another song because we can let this run away with us without playing some of this beautiful music that Reverend EJ turned me on to, and this one made me smile. It's called Do You Really Want to Know, Peter Mayer.
Went around the earth according to the Holy Church, which helped to reassure people that they were the center of the universe. One day His Holiness the Pope met a man with a telescope and said, hey Mr. Galilei, what does your spyglass say? And the scientist spoke, he said, it's really quite amazing. Entirely life-changing. So let me ask before I show you, do you really want to know? Oh, do you really want to know? Oh, Emma read the Bible for direction. She said she was a child of heaven, and that the human race came from a higher place, from the angels descended. She wound up marrying her cousin. He was a thinker of a husband. Lost in thought, she'd find him. Say, Charlie, what you writing? Darwin looked up and said, it's really quite amazing. Entirely life-changing. So let me ask before I show you, do you really want to know? Oh, do you really want to know? Oh, do you really want to? Let knowledge like a breeze in through the door of your belief, go through the rooms and the corridors, knock cherished heirlooms to the door, that wind can sometimes and leave you blinking at the sunrise, but it will refuse. Instead, the earth itself will move and spin you round from dawn to dawn into the wonder of it.
I've got to get me some headphones. That adds a whole other dimension to listening to music, and I listen on my phone. So can you imagine the low quality? So yeah, I'm going to up-level my listening experience of necessity, because now I want to so much. So EJ, you actually answered some of the questions that I had. You've incorporated in some of your answers, which doesn't mean I'm out of material, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I do want to identify the station. This is KBOG 97.9 FM, Bandon Community Radio, and we broadcast out of beautiful Bandon Heights in Bandon, Oregon, which has the most beautiful beaches in the world. And it's a charming town full of friendly, happy people with wonderful encounters of every kind. Good restaurants, too. Good food. And nice shopping, etc. So, EJ, when you're not ministering, do you have hobbies and skills, a set of other than ministry? And
well, I do different, like exploring other ideas. I used to say that if I could have the job that I would really like the most, it would be a job that allowed you to someone come and say, I want to find out about that, and I'd go do all the research for it.
It's called research librarian.
Yes, it is.
But libraries are closed right now.
And I would love to do that, because then I get into all sorts of interesting things that sometimes are just, you know, some things that sort of add to what I do, and other things that are just very different. And then I read a lot, and sometimes read mysteries. I don't read all the, you know, the violent ones, but I love to figure out who done it.
And all the red herrings that you're just so convinced not a red herring.
I know.
And then I enjoy that too, to be kept on the edge of my seat till the denouement, because I do not read ahead. I do not read the end first, ever.
I don't want to know. And the other thing I do for exercise,
tell me.
I go down to Coquille Point, which is a place here in Bandon that has steps down to the ocean, and there are 120 concrete steps with a little wooden in between, and I go down there and walk those steps, and sometimes if it's very windy, I only walk one iteration.
Okay.
And if the wind is nice and if it's calm, then sometimes I can be as much as three. But one or two is what I'd like to think is the average. But
like one up and one down, or two ups and two downs?
Two ups and two downs. But
so when you say three, then that's actually six.
But see, the thing is, where else could you find a gym where you could stop and look at the ocean and the beach and, you know.
Hey, that's a good plug for Bandon. Bandon beaches. So where do you park when you go to Coquille Point?
Well, there's quite a parking lot there.
I need to explore that. Maybe we'll walk one of these days.
Yeah, and you know where it is. You just go on
straight
the
down
end of 11th Street.
Uh-huh,
through the park
okay.
and down to 11th Street.
We'll have to meet up there someday.
Okay.
And we'll do that walk.
Right now, we're tourists in town. The parking lot is parked not only full, but up and down the streets.
Well, I'm an early bird. Okay, so she whispered, so am I. So I just revealed that to the hundreds of thousands of the listening audience that she's an early bird too, because she whispered it, so I had to declare it.
Yes,
no fun here at all. No fun here at all. So, okay. So sometimes I seem to detect an accent, but could that be the Oki background?
You know, it's really interesting. I left Oklahoma when I was 14 years old. I didn't really go back until I had my bachelor's degree from the University of Oklahoma. Ah. But I've lived in places all over the world, having worked for mostly a couple of places other than the United States. But people still hear the accent. And we used to say, you can take the girl out of Oklahoma, but you can't take Oklahoma out of the girl.
I think you can fill in the blank for the states, because you can't. I'm a Hoosier, and when I go back home, I don't have poor grammar like some of my friends and family, but I can lapse into a bit of Hoosier speak.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So I have fun doing that. And I lost some of it when I lived in California for 39 years total. So people say, oh, you must be from California, you don't have an accent. Mm-hmm. Until I talk some Hoosier to them.
Yeah.
I go over yonder and fetch something.
And say, how are y'all?
I'll say maybe the rocking chair is kind of, we drop the G and
sure.
And there's my Indiana root just being uprooted here in Oregon, which I'm grateful for which I am truly grateful. Now, unless you have a lot of other things to say, we could just play back-to-back music the rest of the hour. It is 1:34.
Wow.
And we did laps around.
And the music is all great.
And the music is all great. Especially, and I'm going to play this one first, because Chip Kasson, with his show called Cognizant Decline, comes on from 2 to 3 following this show. So I want to make sure, I was saving this for the last song. It's titled The Last Song by Daniel N-A-H-M-O-D.
Neymod.
And I would love for you to listen to the lyrics on this. So I'm not saying goodbye right now, because I'm going to come back on, or we're going to come back on after the song called The Last Song, which in reality isn't the last song
on
this
on
show.
Album, it isn't.
So here we go. The Last Song, Daniel Neymod.
If this is my last song, if this is my final day, if tomorrow I'll be gone, what do I wanna say? If this is my last song, if it's my time to go, when my body's moved on, what will I have to show? No, not fortune or fame, they scatter to the wind. The things that make a name just don't matter in the end. But is the world a little more peaceful? Oceans and sky, a little more blue. Is humankind a little bit wiser about the good that we can do? Does the sun shine a little bit brighter where before there was only rain? If so, then I'm glad I came. These are my last words for all of the earth to hear. If all that I have ever been is about to disappear. If these are my last words, there's nothing that I need to say. I have only tried to serve. Never been about talking anyway. So much hurt there is to heal. It's hard. world a little more peaceful. Oceans and sky a little more blue. Is humankind a little bit wiser about the good that we can do? Does the sun shine a little bit brighter where before there was only rain? If so, then I'm glad I came. Have I given hope to the hopeless? Has a hungry soul been fed? Has a child stood a little bit tall? Cause of something that I said? Have I left a little kindness? Have I eased a little pain? If so, then I'm glad I came. For that, I'm so glad I came. If this is my last song, what do I leave behind? What do I pass on if I am out of time?
Wow, this is the first time I've played songs on the rocking chair that have brought tears to my eyes. And usually I put my earphones down and will be talking to my co-host, but I realize unless it's rock and roll, and I can just, you know, turn off our mics and talk into a co-host. But these songs are worthy of headphone listening. So I need to get some headphones. I'm looking around. Not that I'm going to steal any from the studio. So EJ, put your mic up. And okay. I realize that EJ has some programs coming up. So I'm going to take notes on how we can maybe sign up for a program that she will teach.
Okay, I'm scheduled now to do a four-week class in Spokane Church, Washington, but I'm hoping to also do the same kind of class here in the Bandon Church later on.
Oh, good.
I'm talking to Robin a little bit about that.
Excellent.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting in Bandon and using Zoom to be in a class with people up in the Spokane area who are all different places too. So it's a new technology for me, and I'm just learning it, but I'm very excited. I used to actually travel.
Of course.
I traveled for several years. My husband and I, before I lost my husband, we traveled at a lot of different churches all over the country doing, you know, I would give a message on Sunday, and then we would do classes at the church. So
all right.
I'm continuing that, but I'm doing it now while I'm still sitting here in Bandon.
So you're teaching the Spokane class through Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Has it already begun?
No, it's beginning the 22nd of September.
And so can non-Spokane people
sign up? They have a registration protocol that I can get for you if you want, you know.
I would be interested at least in finding out about that, and as long as the Spokane people didn't mind.
No, I think they're fine. They are probably, some of those will be using it for some of their credits for, you know, you have to keep your credits up if you have.
Sure. But I could use it for personal. So the wizard has a couple questions.
Good.
And what is your favorite memory of growing up in Oklahoma? But first, a shout out to the wizard. Hi, wizard. Okay, so your favorite memory growing up in Oklahoma. And by the way, she is a universal life minister also. So
wow.
A threefold cord is not easily broken.
That's true.
I just quoted a Bible, I think. Okay, EJ.
Well, I lived in a very, very small town in Oklahoma. And
named what?
Surreal, C-Y-R-I-L, Surreal.
That's surreal.
Mm-hmm. It is surreal. But we live close enough to one of the Indian reservations, because some of you may remember that Oklahoma was the state where the Indians, we became Indian Territory. And my mother was actually born in 1904, and that was before Oklahoma became a state, and up until that time it was Indian Territory.
Oh my goodness.
Because a number of different Indian tribes were moved into that particular area.
Uh-huh. What tribes live in Oklahoma?
Well, when I was growing up and went to Oklahoma history, we had the Chickasaw, the Choctaw, the Comanche. We had four of them with the C's, and then we had the another one that can't think of the start with an S, and can't remember it right now.
Shoshone? No, I don't.
Maybe Saginaw. Maybe Shoshone. I think is in Wyoming.
Okay, I don't even know where I got that. Okay. And I'm from Indiana, and I can't name one tribe from Indiana.
Well, only because I had to learn it in school.
Well, I did too, I'm sure, in Indiana history, but be that as it may. And the wizard has another.
I haven't told her my favorite thing to do.
Yes, please.
I live close enough to a little area where there's a creek. And me and a couple of my cousins, we used to be able to go down to the creek, and you know, we could do all the frogs and the crawdads and all that. But there also was one of those ropes that you can hang on and go across.
Ooh, the creek. Have zip lines, but yeah, ropes were the pre-zip line era.
Very, very tame, by the way. You didn't get very far if you fell in the creek, but things like that, and then explore all the little things like what kids did when they smoked the grapevine, you know.
So I noticed you said creek instead of crick. We in Indiana, we Hoosiers would say crick down by the creek.
Well, creek was the other C in Comanche.
Oh, okay.
Creek is an Indian tribe also.
Okay, wow. Okay. Didn't know that. So another question from the wizard. Since you revealed your wonderful age, which is amazing, 90 years old, mm-hmm. and is younger than I am at my 68, so... What would be a piece of advice or multiple pieces of advice to everyone, seeing as how you've been around for a while?
Well, you know, that's easy for me to say because I not only talk about it, you know, I preach and teach it. And that is to be aware that as we have continued to grow and develop as human beings, we are getting wiser, we're getting more loving, more harmonious, but sometimes you can't see that unless you're taking a very long view. Because if you're looking at what's going on in the world today, you're looking at a bunch of trees and not seeing
the forest.
And the other way to explain that is when they go up into space, they look down and we see a very different world.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, God is watching us from a distance. Used to be a song. Oh, remember that
it
song?
Is a song. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it really is not the separation from God. It's that we can see a whole lot more. So always look for the positive and hold to the idea that we are, you know, we're growing and developing in a way that is more loving and harmonious.
That's actually good news in this day and time in human history. Mm-hmm. I don't know what made me think of this question to you. Did the hippie movement have any kind of niche at all in the spiral dynamic of...
Absolutely.
Like a foothold to catapult us to a next level, would you say?
In each one of the levels, and I don't want to get too into much detail, each one of the levels, we have a place where we begin to see things a little differently.
Wonderful.
A little differently. And we always came in being very excited about that. And then we get to the place where we kind of want to just stay there.
Uh-huh. Oh, and would you say complacency?
Well, uh-huh, and that, and sometimes for security or something.
Okay.
But then we have this calling that's all in us, and so then we have a middle point. So when the hippie came again, we had just followed the idea of the women's movement, and the red wave followed all of that came in the late 19th century, and so we were ready to say we think we can bring peace on earth.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
But what happens is we have to have enough people now who are holding that idea. So then you go, and then we go into what we're happening in the world today right now.
Yes,
we're looking at said there are some things you have to change so you can continue to go, and you get the worst scenario you could imagine
to grow from.
And what it does is it shows you all the things that you still have work to do.
Okay. And it reminds me of in listening to people who have been in Alcoholics Anonymous, mm-hmm. they talk about hitting bottom. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, hey, if you don't, and I'm emphasizing the word hit mm-hmm. bottom, mm-hmm. then you don't rebound up into greater heights of discovery mm-hmm. and spiral dynamics.
And that's exactly what spiral dynamics teaches. It looks back over history. It's very important that we remember our history. I have a quote I use that says, only those who are ignorant of their history can slander their own times.
Oh,
so people who are saying, this is the worst time we've ever lived in, they're not looking back at their history to see how far we've come. When you live 90 years old, you can remember how far you've come.
Well, let me ask you this. Because I am years from having studied history, would I need a crash course in history before I sign up for the Spokane?
No, because it's going to teach you.
Okay, good. Because
the class itself is
hopefully it's not date memorization.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
You get a general idea of what the dates were, but you don't have to remember them, and you don't even specific little dates. You don't have to
more
remember
like the significant happenings in any given era. And mm-hmm. since I was born in 1952, there have been some groundbreaking mm-hmm. things. Even when I started the workplace, mm-hmm. we didn't have a computer and didn't have self-correcting typewriters. And no faxes. I remember a board meeting at a company that I worked in Los Angeles. At the board meeting, they discussed whether or not they needed a fax machine. And yes, so that was pre-computer, pre-emails. So yeah, that was, mm-hmm. I could even have a history here,
yes.
which I do. So do you have anything else you'd like to talk about before we turn on some music? It's 1:50, and this is KBOG 97.9 FM.
I think we've done it. I'd love to have more music.
Okay, we're going to do some music. So I'm going to read off titles and artists, and Chip may come and have to interrupt a song when his show starts at 2, but stay tuned. And I, on behalf of the station and the wizard and myself, thank you, EJ, so much. And may we continue our pathway to friendship. And namaste to all our listeners and to EJ and the wizard and the wizard's husband, who shall remain nameless for some reason. I just feel ornery today, I guess. Okay, so we're going to start with a funny title, the longest title of a song I've ever seen. Oh, that's my dog barking. I just rattled something to keep him from barking. That was Henry. Henry's co-hosting, not quite the engineer because his thumbs aren't opposable, but he's definitely in the house. Yeah, who let the dogs out, right? Welcome, Chip. So I am turning on some back-to-back music. It's going to be The Strange Meanderings of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama Down to Nashville, Tennessee, is the name of the first song, and that's by David Roth, followed by May the Light of Love, David Roth, I Am So Blessed, Karen Drucker, Love Always Finds a Way, Karen Drucker, Everything New, Daniel, how do you pronounce
it?
Namod. Water, Daniel Namod, Slow It Down, Daniel Namod, Don't Decide, and by Daniel Namod. And again, Chip will interject as necessary. So we're starting with The Strange Meanderings. Here we go.
Well, you think your life's a drama, cowgirl. Listen here to me. Ever since the Dalai Lama came to Nashville, Tennessee, I'm a Dalai Lama mama. He's my private town's Van Zandt. Every Saturday we go dancing, honey, down at the Twist and Chant.
Well, we took him down to Music Row. He had some real good hooks. Got covered by Lyle Lovett, Taylor Swift, and old Garth Brooks. Though there was a certain sameness to everything he wrote, each song was simple and direct. They only had one note. He wrote, "Ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-ee-
he'd collaborate with anyone who wore a cowboy hat. Taught the local yokels yoga while he yodeled on the mat.
He made an instrumental album with Boots Randolph on the sax. Won a Grammy, started touring with his group,
the Nashville Yaks. They sing.
Can't do
you
that.
You can, I know, it's hard.
I can do it. Then they hit the Grand Ole Opry. Another Dolly played there too. And they sang the sweet duet, the song I Will Always Love You. And those Nashville Yaks were cooking. They got inspired for a change. They launched into a favorite we all know, Home on the Range.
This country eastern music, it thrills me through and through. It's the easiest thing to pick and sing and get enlightened too.
So if you travel down to Nashville and His Holiness you see, just relax,
be mindful,
be here now, and sing along with me. We'll sing. The best for everyone that we encounter. May we swallow pride and may we do away with fear. For it's only what we do not know that we have grown afraid of, and only what we do not choose to hear. May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day. And as we bless our daily bread and drink our day's libation, may we be reminded of the lost and wayward soul, the hungry and the homeless that we have in every nation. May we fill each empty cup and bowl. May nothing ever come between or threaten to divide us. May we never take for granted all the gifts that we receive. Being ever mindful of the unseen hands that guide us and the miracles that cause us to believe. May the light of love be shining deep within your spirit. May the torch of mercy clear the path and show the way. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you every day. May the horn of plenty sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you. May the light of love be with you. May the light of love be with you every day.